Today's vegetarian elite will be presented in Finnish and English, with subtitles in Arabic, Alexis or Vietnamese, Chinese, English, Finnish, French, German, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Mongolian, Nepalese, Persian, Portuguese, Russian, Spanish, Tagalog and Thai. Kiitos seurastanne liittyessänne tämän päivän vierailumme pariin Suomen eduskunnassa. Tänään tapaamme nuoren, innostuneen ja ekotietoisen suomalaisen kasvissyöjän ja poliitikon herra Oras Tynkkysen.
My background is in NGOs, namely environmental groups like Friends of the Earth Finland, but professionally I'm a journalist. So I used to work as a radio journalist before entering the parliament. That was 5 years ago already. So I thought it was kind of a logical progression for me to first be involved in different civic groups and organizations, and then after trying to convince politicians and decision makers to make the right decisions, to actually try to be there to make the decisions myself.
Herra Oras Tynkkynen syntyi vuonna 1977 Keski-Suomessa Jyväskylän kaupungissa. Yliopisto-opiskelijana Oras oli erittäin kiinnostunut sosiaalisista ja ympäristöllisistä aiheista ja työskenteli lukuisissa kansalaisjärjestöissä. Lopulta hän päätti liittyä mukaan politiikkaan, tukeakseen ja edistääkseen julkista politiikkaa. Vuonna 2004 Oraksesta tuli Suomen eduskunnan nuorin jäsen. Oras oli osallistunut Suomen hallituksen valtuuskunnan asiantuntijajäsenenä useisiin Yhdistyneiden kansakuntien ilmastokokouksiin, kuten esimerkiksi Buenos Airesin, Bonnin, Haagin, Montrealin ja Nairobin kokouksiin.
Sometimes combining green lifestyle and being a politician is not easy, and I think the most difficult thing usually is traveling, because as a member of parliament I'm expected to participate in different international conferences. For instance, the UN climate conference last year, it was organized in Copenhagen, so that was fairly near Finland. It was easy to take a train there.
Huolimatta mittavasta matkustusaikataulustaan, Oras matkustaa joka päivä junalla töihin, taivaltaen 200 kilometriä aamuin illoin. Itse asiassa hän on valinnut kulkevansa junalla aina kun se on mahdollista. Täysin tietoisena hyvän esimerkin voimasta, hän on ekotietoisen poliitikon elävä esimerkki, ja hänen elämäntyylinsä on innoittanut lukuisia ihmisiä elämään kestävämmän kehityksen periaatteiden mukaisesti.
Most of my work involves climate protection, energy issues, transport policy and such. And if I can show to people that I'm already doing the things I'm asking other people to do, it's easier to convince people that it's possible, it's actually good for you. We should use our policies to encourage people to have a greener, more sustainable lifestyles. So I think there it is actually vital to lead by example and have a lifestyle that is compatible with the political measures you're suggesting.
Herra Oras Tynkkynen kertoo meille päätöksestään olla kasvissyöjä jo nuoresta iästä lähtien ja miten tärkeitä ruokavaliovalintamme ovat ilmastonmuutoksen pysäyttämisessä.
Well, I've been a vegetarian for about 20 years now. Around 13, perhaps 14, when I became a vegetarian. And at the time it seemed like a natural choice for me, because I was concerned about environmental issues, I was concerned about animal rights, but also I was very curious about health issues and what kind of effects different diets have on your health. And it has been a good choice from the point of view of climate protection, because we know that diet is usually by far one of the biggest contributors to climate change. So if we can adjust our diets, we can really make a big difference in terms of reducing greenhouse gas emissions.
Pääministerin nimittämä Suomen hallituksen ilmastopolitiikan asiantuntija vuodesta 2007, herra Oras Tynkkynen, kehottaa pikaiseen toimintaan välttääksemme maailmanlaajuisen kriisin. Monet huomattavat muutokset varoittavat meitä siitä, että ilmastonmuutos on jo alkanut horjuttaa maailmamme ekologista tasapainoa.
One really concrete example is the way seasons are changing. The past or the current winter has been exceptionally cold and we have had a lot of snow, but the previous two winters, or actually three winters, were in turn remarkably warm. And for many Finns it was really shocking to see that we had extensive periods of time in winter when the temperature never fell below zero. We didn't have snow for a really long time, and people who have grown up seeing snow and experiencing really cold winters, it was, for many people, it was really shocking to see that change. These three consecutive fairly warm winters, I think they were an eye-opener for many. Fighting climate change is really urgent, because if we don't make the changes now, then we are not going to be able to avoid the catastrophes in the future. We, according to many studies, we only have a couple of years to start reducing global emissions permanently and fairly fast if we are to avoid a climate crisis globally.
Right. And what are actually the immediate steps you would suggest?
If you look at where greenhouse gas emissions from people's everyday lives come from, there are three big areas, and one is diet, as we already recognized. And second is housing, especially in a cold country like Finland. Houses consume a lot of energy for heating and also lighting and others. And the third is transport. In most industrialized countries, we really are reliant on cars. And in many cases, it would be fairly easy to choose biking or walking instead, or promote public transport better. And I think transport is another example of measures with which you can actually at the same time reduce greenhouse gas emissions and improve people's health. Just like a vegetarian or vegan diet, you can get these both benefits at the same time, so it's really attractive, in my opinion, to make those changes. So addressing all these three key areas is vital if we want to reduce our emissions in our everyday lives.
Suomen eduskunnan jäsen, hallituksen ilmastopolitiikan asiantuntija ja kasvissyöjä herra Oras Tynkkynen kertoo meille, miten käytäntötavat ruoan suhteen voivat luoda tietoisuutta ruokavaliomme vaikutuksesta ilmastonmuutokseen.
One really interesting idea is to have a carbon footprint label on food products in the future, saying how many grams of carbon dioxide the production of that particular product has caused, and then people could make informed choices about what kind of products they choose. I know that there are some forerunner companies that are already experimenting with that idea today. The government has already decided here in Finland that in all public food services we should aim to have at least one veggie day per week, so that not only covers schools and kindergartens, but also, let's say, homes for the elderly and hospitals. I think it would introduce many good, attractive, healthy veggie options to people who may not be accustomed to that type of foods, and it would make it easier for people to choose vegetarian food later on in their lives. I saw an American study about people's food choices. They basically had two different test cases. In the first one, meat was the preferred choice on the menu for people who were attending a conference. And not surprisingly, most people chose the meat. And then they did a slightly different test with a vegetarian option as the main preferred option on the menu. And again, most of the people were happy to choose the vegetarian option because it was the first one, it was the preferred option on the menu. You didn't really even have to restrict people's choices. You just made the vegetarian option more attractive, and then most people chose the vegetarian option. So that type of things we can do quite a lot with, and we don't even have to start talking about restricting people's choices, just making sustainable alternatives more attractive.
Suomen hallituksen ilmastonmuutoksen neuvonantaja, herra Oras Tynkkynen, tarjoaa vaihtoehtoista ideaa auttamaan kuluttajia tekemään tietoihin perustuvia ja kestäviä valintoja, jotka vähentävät välittömästi ympäristövaikutusta.
So if we know, based on robust research, that particular food product causes a lot of emissions, then it would make sense to base a tax on the greenhouse gas emissions of that product. And then people wouldn't really have to, you know, calculate in their heads how much greenhouse gases these products produce, but rather just look at the price. And usually if you choose a cheaper product, and many people will prefer cheaper products for obvious reasons, then you would also make a climate-friendly choice. I think that many products and services today are cheap simply because the prices don't reflect the true cost of those products and services. If a Brazilian beef in a supermarket, if the price of that product would have the price of the carbon emissions cost, it would be so much more expensive than today if we really paid the price of the climate change we are causing. So that has to change. I'm a big fan of incentives, financial incentives, and also disincentives. It goes both ways. So using taxes, using investment support, using emissions trading, congestion charging in transport, and that type of measures, we can make it really economically attractive for people to make sustainable choices. And then it's really easy for individuals. If it's both attractive for the climate and financially, then I think 95% of people would be really happy to do that.
Ympäristöpolitiikan asiantuntija ja eduskunnan jäsen herra Oras Tynkkynen painottaa selkeää tarvetta muuttaa elämäntapamme yhdessä uusien teknologisten ratkaisujen kanssa, jos haluamme yhteiskuntamme kehittyvän ilmastovaikutusta vähentävään suuntaan.
We need a lot of new technologies, but we also need lifestyle changes. It is unlikely that, at least in the coming decades, we have the technology. Or rather, let's put it this way, it is possible to reduce emissions, reduce resource use considerably with technological measures alone. We need society to recognize that it can have a role in promoting sustainable lifestyles. So it's not only about people individually making those lifestyle choices. It's also the society making it more attractive for people to make those sustainable lifestyle choices. And for that you need different policies and measures, and you come back to the role of politics. So I think really politics is key in this sense.
Perustuen ilmastopolitiikan ammatilliseen kokemuksensa, herra Oras Tynkkynen kehottaa meidän kaikkia tulemaan mukaan. Jokainen voi vaikuttaa muutokseen, jos vain kaikki toimivat yhdessä poliitikkojen kanssa, ja meidän tulisi aloittaa heti.
Having worked on climate policies for quite some time now, I think that it's really important people get engaged in the issue. If we look at polls, in most countries people are really concerned about climate change, but that concern alone is not enough. So I think people need to get engaged. People need to let their decision makers know that they are concerned and they want changes and they want policies to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, and they want them fast. And really say that message strongly and loudly enough that we need action now and we need politicians to do that.
Me kiitämme herra Oras Tynkkystä, Suomen eduskunnan jäsentä, ja pääministerin nimittämää hallituksen ilmastopolitiikan erikoistuntijaa hänen arvokkaasta ajastaan ja jaloista ideoistaan, jotka jaettiin kanssamme. Me myös yhdymme hänen pyrkimyksiinsä edistää ympäristöä säästävämpää vegaanista elämäntapaa, jotta ilmastonmuutos pysähtyisi. Olkaa hyvä ja pysykää seurassamme. Seuraavaksi ohjelma mestarin ja oppilaiden välillä täällä Supreme Master -television kanavalla. Tämän kaltaisten hyveellisten poliitikkojen ja myötätuntoisten johtajien avulla maailmamme varmasti edistyy kirkkaampaa tulevaisuutta kohden kaikkien nautittavaksi. Please stay with us for Between Master and Disciples. Up next on Supreme Master Television, with such a virtuous politicians and compassionate leadership, surely our world will progress towards a brighter future for all to enjoy.
I'm Oras Tynkkynen, a member of parliament here in Finland. We wish to go green to save the planet.
Saadaksesi lisätietoa Oras Tynkkysestä, ole hyvä ja vieraile osoitteessa www.orastynkkynen.fi.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/ve.